One and a two and a three and four. Left kick, right kick, up and down. Back kick, front kick, turn to the side. Oh, hey, everybody, it's Georgia from Building According to Pattern podcast series. How are you doing? I am so glad you tuned in today. Just here getting my exercise on. I don't know how many of you are into this exercising thing. I know it's really, really good for you. And unfortunately, it's not something that I do all the time. And I need to improve. With that being said, today I want to introduce my new topic. It's called Building Muscles to Bust a Move. Go figure. Now, as we're talking about exercise, there are two things that come to my mind. I like to categorize exercise in two specific groups. There is the kind of exercise that I was just doing that's considered to be voluntary exercise. And that's the one where it's driven by my will. You know, I make the decision to exercise. I choose whether I want to go walking, running, cycling, going to the gym, dancing, etc. It's a kind of exercise that I choose to start and to stop when I want to. I decide whether I want to go or not to go. I decide if I want to do it or not do it. If I feel like exercising, I'll exercise. And if I don't feel like exercising, I won't. This kind of exercise, this approach towards exercising, demands extreme discipline and focus, and the results are contingent upon the effort that I put in. That's the category where it's voluntary or deliberate or intentional. It's all about me. But then there's another kind of exercise that I'd like to classify as involuntary. And this kind of exercise has very little to do with you or your decisions. It's not the kind of exercise that you initiate. So therefore, you cannot dictate the terms. This kind of exercise is considered to be more challenging and it's difficult. And it's harder to avoid or get away from. It's not the kind of exercise that you can run away from for the rest of your life. You have very little control over its season, meaning you don't determine when it starts and you certainly don't determine when it ends. It's a kind of boot camp that rarely, if ever, announces itself or its intentions. It's just one of those exercises that you're just going to have to go through and simply endure it. And it is marked by those moments when you must make the decision whether you're going to swim or sink. This category of exercising rarely has anything to do with our physical body, like I was just doing earlier on. Instead, it often always centers character development and shaping you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Let me present a few scenarios in which you were or probably have been signed up for boot camp without even knowing it. One, that mother-in-law of yours, yeah? That one, no matter how hard you try, you simply cannot escape. Two, that ex-spouse, ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend who is the father or mother of your children with whom you must maintain a relationship with for the sake of the kids. Three, that supervisor who seems to spend every waking moment bringing misery to your life and he secretly seems to enjoy it. Four, that neighbor from hell, literally. Five, that job you have been trying everything in your power to get away from, but there simply seems to be no way of escape. Though you often cannot determine when the season for this category of exercise will end, I want you to consider this truth though. It is just a season. King Solomon, who was declared to be the wisest king during ancient times, recorded it this way in the book of Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. He said, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven." Everything comes to an end at some point in time. Things are not going to always be the way they are. The key is learning how to navigate oneself through the hard seasons or moments or periods of involuntary exercising or boot camp, so to speak, when you are hurting, when you're miserable, when you're unhappy, and you would rather be anywhere else but here. I have had to learn how to navigate through many of those moments in my life, and I still am. When crying and pleading with God didn't make a difference, when trying everything possible to change the course of events didn't amount to much, I had to learn to do one thing. You want to know what that was? Well, here goes. I had to learn to humble myself and ask God to shift my perspective. I had to believe that God loves me and that no matter what, He was always at work causing all things to work together for my good. In one of those moments when the master architect of my life was working patience, perseverance, humility, submission, and character in my life, the words in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11 started making perfect sense. This is what it says. For the time being, no discipline brings joy, but seems grievous and painful. But afterwards, it yields a peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained or exercised by it, a harvest of fruit which consists in righteousness, in conformity to God's will in purpose, thought and action, resulting in right living and right standing with God. I have since come to value those moments of involuntary exercising, or boot camp, as I'd like to put it. I have since seen fruits in my life, the kind of fruits God is always after, the kind of fruits that sets the stage for the next era in my life. The truth be told, if we are never taken on this involuntary journey, we will never know the potential that lies deep inside of us and what we're really capable of doing and becoming. We will never meet the diamond that is so very well hidden in the rough, our authentic selves. Now, here are some quick tips to bear in mind if and when you find yourself walking through one of those periods in your life. Which, by the way, newsflash, it is inevitable. At some point in time, you're going to have to walk through something. This is what works for me and continues to work. Always remember, your perception has the power to change everything and put the ball in your favor. If the glass is half empty, it will remain that way. If it is half full, it's only a matter of time before it becomes full. Keep the vision central. If where you are right now is not where you plan on being, whether it's a job or the quality of a relationship with someone else, keep what you planned in mind and wait for that change to emerge. Work at it in the meantime, doing what you can do. Capitalize on where you are and what you have. What can you take from the current experience that will benefit you at the next level? What skills can you learn or develop? How can you allow the process or experience to mold your character? What areas of your life can you develop right now that are critical to where you envision yourself going? As my mentor, Dr. Miles Monroe, always says, consider your job, for example, the place that pays you to hone or develop your skills while you are on your way to your work. I know that as I develop my own industry, a lot of what I'm doing now will serve to benefit me in the long run. So I have made the decision to no longer murmur or complain, but to capitalize. Can what you get until you get what you can? And I know it's very hard, but try making the best of the situation. Consider that this exercise routine, quote unquote, might not end anytime soon. So you can stay miserable and unhappy, or you can choose to go through this process as an optimist. Now, I know it's not easy. I'm not going to sit here and say it's the easiest thing to do. I'm not going to minimize what you're going through or what you're experiencing. But I will say that it takes a certain measure of stamina and focus and drive to do all of this. But this is a place where a little thing called grace works wonders. It is the one tool that your Heavenly Father, your designer, has equipped you with to endure life's toughest challenges, those moments of involuntary training. It is a thing that enables you to grow, to become hardened, to remain firm, to be steadfast. Grace always brings harmony and pleasantness and even delight in the darkest situations and circumstances. It gives you the ability to go on, long after you could have or even should have given up. It prepares you for the next moves in your life. Heavenly Father, I thank you for those moments when you engage us in boot camp. They are usually the toughest, meanest moments of our lives, and they are often marked by unpleasantness, pain, and suffering. We never, ever enjoy walking through them, but we understand that they are necessary if we're going to develop the muscles that we need to take us to the next levels in our lives. Thank you for your grace that gives us the ability to endure. That you are the only God who gives grace to those who will humbly ask of you. We humble ourselves and we ask for your grace to handle our own unique set of circumstances. Give us the ability to shift our perspective and take us into our destiny. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Thank you again for tuning in to Building According to Pattern podcast series. It is such a pleasure. Every time I go on my website and I notice that the number of people hitting my channel is increasing, it gives me so much joy. But as I asked last time, and I'm going to ask you again, and I'm going to keep asking, when you come to my webpage and you've listened, please let me know if this message or these series of messages are blessing you in any way. If it's speaking to you, if it's challenging you on a certain level, if you've walked away and you've implemented anything that I've said and you've noticed, or you started noticing a difference in how things are turning out in your life. I hope that every time you tune in and a message is presented, you're going to walk away with something that's going to benefit you in a tremendous way. I want to invite you to join me again this upcoming Wednesday for another in our series, Building According to Pattern. Ciao.